the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
A big old bunch of red cloaks under the thumb of a higher order. Nope, this isn't about season two of The Handmaid's Tale. I'm talking about the six-part Netflix docuseries deep diving into that friggin' massive cult that took over a whole town in America.
I'm here in one of the largest ranches in the Northwest.
It was called the Rajneesh Movement.
They're run by satanic power.
And the leader, aside from being the world's biggest Rolls-Royce advocate pretty much ever, was also known as Bhagwan, a.k.a. Osha.
Bhagwan's agenda was simply to raise the consciousness of humanity.
And his hyper-devoted secretary was called Sheila. From suspicious salmonella outbreaks to the vintage footage of some collective sexy dance times, there are so many addictive bits that make Wild Wild Country a great watch. In the series, we get to hear from all sides of the story. There's the obsessive coverage from the media to the neighbouring communities that just flat out hated them.
There is a type of vigilantes who may seek revenge on the Rajneeshis.
And then there are the genuine testimonies of the ex-Rajneeshis.
They were there at the beginning of the great experiment, like we were the chosen people.
And, of course, Sheila, who features in this documentary heavily and gives an incredibly candid retrospective take on what really went down. Add the fact that the producers had up to 300 hours of archived video footage of the happenings from inside the cult. The whole experience of this show is just, oh my God, so satisfying. The only real problem with Wild Wild Country, I'd say, though, is probably its length. Like, although we do get a pretty awesome deep dive into the cult and the community, you do get the impression that this could have very easily been a solid 90-minute feature doco, or maybe just a super tight three-part series.
Disarm this cult's army now.
And you do kind of get left hanging in the air at a couple of points on things that don't really get resolved or explained properly, and this is kind of frustrating. Wild Wild Country is hella addictive. It's on Netflix, so grab a robe, burn some incense, and binge it all, because it gets 3.5 out of 5.
Triple J.